insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِنْ يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوًا أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا
And when they see you, O Muhammad, they take you not except in ridicule, saying, Is this the one whom Allah has sent as a messenger?
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, in this section of chapter Furqan, the Almighty Allah is mentioning the different stories of the nations prior to the nation and people of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. At first, the story of people of Moses and his brother Aaron was mentioned. Then it was time to talk about the story of Prophet Noah, and then the story of the people of Ad, Thamud, and also Ashab al-Ras was shortly discussed. These couple of verses were on one hand sympathizing with the Prophet ﷺ and the believers, since prior to these verses, it was the pretext-seeking of the polytheists at the time of Prophet that was the main problem of the Holy Prophet ﷺ in that era. So, on one hand, these couple of verses are sympathizing with the Prophet, and on the other hand, they are acting as threats to those polytheists who continue to seek pretexts. The 41st verse of this chapter says, وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِن يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوَ And when they see you, they take you for aught but a mockery. أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا They will say, Is this the one whom Allah had sent us as a messenger? So this verse is implying that these polytheists will take you for mockery. That is what they did. They used to take a mockery of the Holy Prophet, his followers, and the religion he was inviting people to. And this is what they do. They have no answer to the true arguments of the prophets. So ridiculing, belittling prophets is the permanent method of the pagans and polytheists. The one who is stubborn and conceited does not accept the truth, and he cannot accept the truth because of what the previous verse mentioned. أَفَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ نُشُورًا The 40th verse said. Did they not see it? No, they did not hope to be raised again. This is the main problem with these people. They don't believe in hereafter and they don't want to. So they have got nowhere else to turn to. They have only got ridiculing and belittling.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, the verse under discussion mentions another example of the polytheist logic and the quality of their treatment with the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his true call to monotheism and true religion. They used to talk about why this prophet is like us. Why doesn't he have an angel accompanying him? And why does he walk around in the markets like other normal people do? Why does he eat like us? And now another pretext. وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِن يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوَ And when they see you, they take you for aught but a mockery. And they will say, أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا Is this the one whom Allah has sent as a messenger? The polytheists say, what a great claim he makes. What strange words he uses. And this is very ridiculous. But it must not be forgotten that the Prophet ﷺ was the one who had lived for 40 years among them before he was appointed as a prophet. He was famous for his intelligence. He was famous for his insight. He was well known for his trustworthiness, frankness, and truthfulness. But this is the problem. When the chiefs of polytheists saw that their interests were threatened, they forgot all of them. They forgot about the fact that he had been living among them for 40 years. They ignored that all because they did not want to see the truth. They ridiculed the call of the Prophet ﷺ and they even accused him of insanity, though he presented them clear reasons and evidences. They continued calling him bewitched or insane. We seek refuge in Allah from those ridicules. So what this verse is implying is that it is obstinacy that will prevent you from accepting the truth. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.